With a six-decade career, actress Gina Rowlands, who recently passed away at 94, earned several Oscar nominations and awards, leaving an indelible mark on the independent cinematic world of U.S. classics. Gina Rowlands' most famous movies were directed by her late Greek-American husband, John Cassavetes, whom she met at the American Academy of Dramatic Arts in 1953. They were inseparable from that point forward. Starting in 1960, and over three decades, she and her husband director formed a fiery and passionate partnership. Together, they brought to life complex relationships on the silver screen, often exploring themes of infidelity and addiction. In a 1981 interview, Gina Rowlands responded to a journalist who questioned her long-standing partnership with her husband, explaining that it was a result of circumstances and temperament. When they first met, the actress thought they would become stage actors. However, John Cassavetes soon became interested in films. He famously stated that he didn't want to work for money. Both admitted that when they met on stage, it was love at first sight, with John Cassavetes adding, "She was fascinating." Indeed, she was. What made the actress an icon extended far beyond cinema. She mastered the worlds of passion, emotion, and glamour. Gina Rowlands was, as described by Woody Allen, incapable of an unreal moment. She delved deep into her soul to portray the tortured human experience, delivering performances that were both humane and deeply moving. Her films were suffused with emotion and rawness, taking audiences on a roller coaster of feelings, keeping them captivated with every move and every glance. Gina Rowlands was renowned for her class and elegance. She carried herself with grace, whether walking across a set or engaging with her co-stars. Even the camera seemed entranced by her, following her every step and capturing her sophisticated movements as she brought magic to the big screen. While some might compare her sensual appeal to that of Marilyn Monroe, Gina Rowlands possessed a solid inner strength that anchored her in the world of fame. Perhaps with the support of her husband, she remained steadfast and focused on her craft, never showing fragility. She did not play roles but rather embodied them, making her performances deeply authentic and unforgettable. Audiences hung on her every word, believing her without a shadow of a doubt. When it comes to her filmography, Faces, 1968, directed by John Cassavetes and starring Gina Rowlands, was nominated for three Oscars. The actress is best known for her powerful and devastating role in A Woman Under the Influence, 1974, which earned her a Golden Globe Award and an Oscar nomination, as well as an Oscar nomination for John Cassavetes as director. In Opening Night, 1977, also directed by her husband, she showcased a different range of acting skills, including a sharp sense of humor. In 1980, Gloria earned her a second Oscar nomination, and the film won the top prize at the Venice Film Festival. She also starred as Woody Allen's muse in 1988's Another Woman. In 2015, the actress was granted an honorary Academy Award. She retired that same year. One of the most touching performances of the actress' later career is undoubtedly her role in The Notebook, 2004, directed by her son Nick Cassavetes. In this now iconic romantic drama, Gina Rowlands portrays Allie Hamilton, an elderly woman suffering from Alzheimer's disease. Her poignant performance, alongside James Garner, moved millions of viewers worldwide. Ironically, life cruelly imitated art, as Rowlands herself was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease in her later years. Gina Rowlands' impact will forever be engraved in the history of independent U.S. cinema. Her acting skills will serve as a lesson in rawness and authenticity, all delivered with elegance on the big screen. She will always be remembered as a free spirit who transcended the stereotypes of actresses of her time, raising women's rights issues through her immense talent. Moreover, her love story and loyal partnership with her husband will stand as a testament to the power of love, brought vividly to life on the silver screen.